Alright, so look guys, what you're in for, because I'm sure none of you are aware, is that this is a little podcast that we run. It's got a showcase element, right? So all my guests here today, they are doing shows over the festival or around the festival, and they would like your attention. They'd love for you to come out and check out their shows, and we'd like to facilitate that. That's why we brought them up here today. They're all people that I've seen perform before and that I've seen around the country, and I think you're all going to have a great time. But to begin, I will bring my good friend and my co-host up to the stage, Mr. Mariano. Please, perchance, can make you feel welcome. We're going to do practice clapping. Absolute clapping. Very good clapping.
/ sound tech.
Sound tech depends on which city we're in.
How you doing?
That's good. So how are you, Marty?
I'm well. I'm G for our first of two shows.
Best of two. Yeah. Tell your friends.
We are halfway through the festival already. I'll tell you what.
Well, it's been a slog.
It's been killing me.
It's last been 5 minutes. Real hard.
The end is inside.
And have you seen? Right, let's, because this is a festival showcase, and we are talking about festival shows. Have you seen anything that you would recommend to find people that isn't our guests on today? Because we can have a chat about them like that.
Yeah, well, directly following this show in this venue, there's a great show by some dude. That show is great. That show is after this. It's very good. What else did I see? What did we see together the other day?
We saw Michael Williams.
Michael Williams.
I was giving you a chance to feel like you had autonomy and to
No, I was just like...
That you live your own life.
Because we're halfway through, I've just forgotten.
So that we're not like Bernie-esque in their mind.
No, we're the two guys in
the
Sesame Street. Peanut Gully.
Sesame Street.
Michael Williams as the trades was great.
Yeah.
Some pathos, some deep, some heavy stuff.
Yeah.
But some light.
To give you the show's called The Clip Art Cowboy. And he was in Las Vegas the night of the mass shooting, and he was in the hotel across the street from the mass shooting. So it's an amazing show, and it's a comedy about his night there and about his experience in that. So if you get a chance, you could definitely go check that show out. You're in for a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Got anything else for fun people? Huh?
Do we give a rundown of what this is, what they've stepped into?
What we've
tried. Welcome.
The door's now locked.
We do a podcast. Outside of this, we do a podcast monthly-ish.
Ish. Yeah. Sometimes more.
And basically, it's a podcast where me and Matt get in a room. We play some clippets of stand-ups that we like, and we want to show you guys and share. And then we talk about that. And then we talk about a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, essentially, it's a way to spread word about people that
just
we like.
Yeah, you know, like when you sit with a friend, they're like, hey, have you heard this new song? We're like, hey, have you heard this new stand-up?
It's like that. So we're just hanging out.
But this is the live version of that. It's a little bit different, where instead of just playing stuff, the humans come up on stage.
And dance for you.
Yeah. And we're like, have you heard of this guy? He's good. He's right here. Don't say anything bad. And then at the end, there's a little news quiz. And you have a chance to win some tickets to their shows.
And mine. I wouldn't ask them to do that if I wasn't willing to do the same thing. So there's an opportunity for anyone who's willing to sort of go check out one of our guests. We can sort that out after the show. Cool. So I might start us off though, if you don't mind, Marty. So I might start us off with a quick set, just to warm you up a little bit, right? To get you into it, give you a little taster. If you do decide to have a thing. My name is Matt Harvey, by the way, and that's Marty. I don't know if you caught that earlier. My name is Matt Harvey. The show I am doing here, right after this show and for the next week, is called I Got Bit by Monkey Once. Yeah, right? Good. It's a good start, right? And it's a storytelling show, and I'm going to give you a portion of one of the stories. We'll leave it on a little cliffhanger, and that way you're incentivized to come and see me. Because I don't give out the ending for nothing. Alright, that's where I'm going to leave you. We're a nice little hanging point there that gives you some incentive to come back later. But that's all from me for now. What we're going to do is, the reason I gather you all here is because I've got a lovely bunch of comics here today, and they're going to do a little spot for you, then we're going to have a bit of chat about their show. So please make them feel welcome for bringing them out here. Guys, put your hands together for our first guest, Mr. Jess Watts!
Thank you. So yeah, this is great. I know you're only like 10 or 11 people, but you guys sound as loud as 12 or 13 people. You're doing great. Thank you for coming out. Being a 4:30 show, I never really know the exact tone to strike with material. So I just want to start out with like a tester joke, if that's okay with you guys, and we can all fill each other out, and I can maybe change directions if that doesn't go well. Alright. So we've had a problem for a while, anytime I walk into the supermarket, like into the dairy aisle, I just get uncontrollably aroused. I'm sorry I looked you right in the eye when I said that as well. I didn't make it weird. Like, you think I was crazy until I worked out why. It's because for some reason all the different varieties of cheese have been named after porn search categories. You know, like vintage, natural, hard, semi-hard, mature. Blue Bay. Goat. You know, just like all the way around. I think we're going to be okay. I like doing that joke. That's a fun joke for me to do. Sometimes people get excited. They will call out their own cheeses. They have a family song. Triple Cream Brie. She's a hardworking girl. And a couple months ago, I was in Sydney. I was doing that joke. And somebody just called out, Cheddar. Like, you just completely misunderstood the premise. It's just, oh, that guy's calling that random cheeses. And I know a cheese. So he called that Cheddar, and the whole room went, so I didn't get the premise at all. And I looked, and he still had his hand raised, like, fucking nailed it. And I felt bad leaving him hanging, so I was like, oh, this guy, he gets it? And then there was the sound of a whole crowd of people turning to each other all at once, just like, wait a minute. Did we not get this? And I like to think that night there was like a massive localized surge in Google searches to Cheddar based pornography. Like, I think about that too. Every day of my life is amazing. My partner Nicole, we've been together for 6.5 years. Like, she's wonderful, she's incredible. I very much hope that we stay together forever, that we never ever break up. Because she is a doctor and I am a comedian. That's why like 2 years ago, like I wanted to start touring, like doing festivals, and she was like, oh, I can maybe underwrite you touring, like I make good money, right? And we go, oh, well, I'm gonna make some money at the festivals. What's it gonna cost for me to go and like do 4 or 5 festivals? What, $2,000 to $3,000? Cost her $18,000. This relationship is real good for me. I need it to continue. I wanna make it clear, by the way, that's not still a currently increasing number. Like 2 years ago, I lost $18,000 to all the festivals. And then last year I did all the same festivals, and not only did I not lose $18,000, I actually made $2,000, paid down the debt from $18,000 to $16,000, which I was very proud of, and Nicole, not so much. She was like, you gotta make a lot more than that, motherfucker. But that's not to say that she's poor, right? Like, she made $112,000 last year, she's doing alright. She owns a horse. That's some rich people shit. That's some real 1% of stuff. Like, we just live different lives in the same house. She owns a horse, I eat horse meat. It's fine, you know? We're actually moving over here at the moment to Melbourne from Perth, and just to move the horse Rocky, just to move him from Perth to Melbourne is going to cost $2,000. Oh. Yeah, I think that's an insane amount of money to move something that is already transport. Like, he's one horse. Should we be able to strap a shelf to him and ride him for the Nullarbor? Shouldn't that actually reduce our costs? No, she's fine spending $2,000 on Rocky, she loves him. Probably more than she loves me, honestly. I'm fine with it, it's okay. I don't resent Rocky like that relationship, because Rocky and I sort of occupy the same position in the world. Like, we are both completely and utterly financially dependent upon Nicole, our very existence. And the only reason she seems cool with that state of affairs is she thinks it's important to have something around to ride occasionally. And that's fine, you know? Like, no, don't let him go? Alright, okay. Fair enough. You're honestly, that is appreciated. So I pushed the doctor, that's true. Such a veterinarian, right? She's a doctor of veterinary medicine, which is a real doctor. It is a real doctor, the same way like Dr. Dre is a real doctor. about 6 months ago, I got very sick, like the sickest I've been in my life. I had hot sweats, cold sweats, couldn't really move, couldn't really get out of bed. She was like, you need to go and see a GP. I was like, baby, I've got no money for a GP. She's like, well, in that case, I will treat you with my medical expertise as a veterinarian. So she had to take me into her practice, like secretly, so no one would know, like the back door, doggy style, so to speak. But like, she took me in secretly, and like, she diagnosed me. I had severe tonsillitis, I needed antibiotics. She gave me antibiotics. She gave me dog antibiotics. Have any guys had dog?
No.
Yeah, I thought most human beings haven't. She said they're the same as people antibiotics. I noticed a couple differences. First being that they were labeled in huge letters, for dogs only, do not give to humans, which I find a little worrying. Second difference, they are flavored to taste like beef. which is awesome. They were delicious, and they made me healthy, and getting healthy never tasted so good. It was great. But there's some complications when you have a veterinarian give you medical treatment. It's like illegal for a veterinarian to treat a human being. And I work part-time. Like before I went to comedy, I was actually a neuroscientist. Not bragging, I was a shitty neuroscientist. But then I got into comedy, I left science for comedy, and then I had a little money to make in comedy. And now I work part-time at IKEA stacking boxes, which is depressing. I start work very early in the morning, like I start work at 4 a.m. So 90% of the time, I set my alarm on my phone. Siri asks me if I made a mistake. Yeah, Siri, kind of a fucking bunch of them, actually, if you're trying to get into this. And this is true, actually, about 3 months ago, they trained me at IKEA to use their little mini forklift thing, right? The motorized forklift. And then they sent me in the mail a certificate of attainment for that. And I took that certificate, and I framed it, and I put it up on the wall. Next to 3 of my bachelor's degrees in science and a master's in neuroscience. And then I went and found a call, hey babe, come and see what I have attained. And I thought it would be really funny, but when she looked up at it, she just started crying a little bit. Because for her, this is just like a visual representation of when my life has started to go wrong. But anyway, so I need a doctor's note to prove a sick leave. Couldn't get a doctor's note, just a veterinarian. All I could give them was a document to prove that I am a very good boy. Oh yes, you are. Yes, you are a good boy. And I am a good boy, guys. I am a very good boy. I think I'm not going to leave because we're going to come back later, but I just want to plug my show anyway. So I'm doing a show. It's called Jez Wants Absolute Zero because I'm a loser. All the ticket sales for that show are going directly to Nicole. So it'd be great to see you there. Whether or not you feel like I deserve any money, she could really use with catching a fucking break. So it's been a lot of fun, man. Jez Wants. Thank you so much.
Hey. Oh. Take
a
mic. There's plenty
Hello.
Of
Hello. What's up?
Well, you did what we were essentially going to do. You just plugged your show, which is good.
I'm desperate, guys.
Because
we need to sell tickets.
Well, they all go to a good cause, right? They all go to...
You go to fund a doctor, guys.
it's like Doctors Without Borders. Is there anything else that you're doing to the end of the festival?
So it's pretty much every day, 7:30 till the end of the festival. Not tomorrow, because the venue I'm at had an event on. Like they were like, hey, they're going to pay us $10,000, and I was like, I can't match that. tomorrow, I'm not going to every other day.
It doesn't matter. That's a conversation for later.
They're doing cocaine, I
assume. Yeah, that's a good problem. That's fun. I was thinking, why you were doing that? Talking about the horse, because we got horse-drawn carriages in the city, right?
The other night, she was like, just moved over here. We spent 3 hours just sitting on the side of the street staring at horses. And I was like, alright, I guess this is my life. I have those in Perth.
Well, I think, because there's a big movement as well to get them off the street.
And put them where?
I don't know where they would go afterwards. I don't think they've thought that far through. There's a big movement to get rid of that.
Because is it like a pro-horse movement where they want them in fields, or is it an anti-horse movement where they want them in glue factories? I don't know. Another man.
First one, then the other. But the thing I've always
natural progression of
free range. Well, the thing I've always thought about those horses is because I don't think that they're kept around here. I just think how much it must suck that they spend all day dragging people around. And then at the end of their day, they've got to walk home. It's just like, oh,
if you've ever been on the 86 full of horses.
Actually, pull it. It doesn't function. It's just horses dressed as a tram. Like three small children in a trench coat. It's good, right?
Then they end up in the restaurant tram, don't worry.
Yeah, that's right. That's the natural progression of a horse. Alright,
Cyclical, like the tram.
Thank you for your time, Jess.
Thank you.
Please check out Mr. Jess. What's going to bring our next act up to the stage. Please, if you can see here, make feel very welcome, Manny Hexford!
Hello! How are we all? Good? Good. God, that smell of pizza is making me so hungry. I can see some people like, yes, good. It's almost dinner time, which is nice, but it is still notably the afternoon, so... Good. I'm really glad to be here. I'm originally from Sydney, but I do work full time in Sydney, so it's nice to be away. Anybody else here work full time? Yeah, you can tell. I can't lift your hand more than this, Gabby. Also, you're out on Saturday at 4 o'clock. That's our prime time. You gotta go to bed by 7, otherwise you waste your Sunday. Otherwise you waste your Sunday. Fucking end up on Monday again, don't you? It's the worst. And if you don't know this, so if you don't work full time, you may not know this, but it's 5 days. I mean, what the fuck? It's like every day there is. So many days. You get to Thursday, you're like, surely this is the last one. No, Friday, here we go. It's the worst. No, I don't mind my job. I work in a call center. Anybody ever worked in a call center? You really scoffed when I said that. Yeah, hang on. Yeah, get off. Don't worry, it's inward bound. So I wouldn't call you, you just call me. So don't worry, I've never called any of you at dinner because it's always a dinner for some reason. You know, the thing about working in a call center is it's very stressful. It's quite, what you have to do is during the day, every time someone tells you to do something in a call, if you don't have time, you write it down in like a checklist. So you go, you know, add 3 items to customer 7051 or something. You keep a bullet list during the day. And then what I do at the end of the day is I highlight the whole list and delete it. Yeah, I'm shit at my job. There's no accountability, it's the best. But yeah, I will say, like, I'm quite ambitious, I am quite driven. So like when I go into a new office environment, I'm trying to, you know, be seen as the office's, you know, most driven, biggest slut, and that's like so much. There's so many new genitals to touch, I mean, it's exhausting. I will say though that with these nails, ouch. I've gotten to stop myself having sex with any more comedians, actually. Anyway, the thing that I guess, like, because if you've ever worked in a call center, you may know this, like, everybody who works in a call center is boring. Like, I know that, I'm boring, everybody else says boring, but for some reason, every time we get to a meeting, we've all got to sit around and say a fun fact about ourselves. So, admin Lynn. Obviously, admin is not her given name. There's 3 Lynns. So I guess admin was the most interesting way we could differentiate her. Admin Lynn always says, without fail, she's like, well, I actually made these earrings myself. Which we could all tell. It's a homemade pom-pom. It's been malting all day. Oh, that's Admin Lynn. She's been interested. But she's at that fun fact. So my fun fact, obviously much better, right? Are you ready? Yeah, okay. So in 2010, I won the New South Wales State Snowboarding Championships. Not true. Of course it's not true. There's no state-based snow sports competitions in Australia. Turns out, though, Australians don't know shit about snow sports. I've said that everywhere. Everyone's like, yeah, checks out. The only time, sometimes I'm at parties. I say, look, I've been saying for about, like, since 2010. And because, like, the only time, whenever someone's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. And then I go and find a picture. I just Google 5'4" snowboarder. Just use one of those. They've always got masks on. And I've had people literally look at me like, oh yeah, I can tell it's you. Oh cool, you can do a backflip. I'm like, yes I can. The only time it's ever not worked is when someone was like, oh, what category? And I was like, oh, downhill. I don't like any of that uphill snowboarding. My least favourite thing about Admin Lynn, there's 2 things. One, she keeps trying to give me a recipe for aioli. I'm like, I don't have 9 egg yolks at my house, so maybe she'd stop. And then the second thing is, the other day she said, we were doing like celebrity lookalikes, and I said to Admin Lynn, I said, oh, I've always thought you looked a bit like Jennifer Aniston, right? Obviously she doesn't. If you work at a call centre, you don't look like a celebrity. Your value is in your voice. I know that. But I was being nice, and then Admin Lynn immediately said, oh man, your voice though, he looks like Tim Minchin. Now, if you don't know who Tim Minchin is, that's okay. All you need to know know is that he's a 45-year-old man. Just picture any 45, the hottest 45-year-old man is still not my goal. And Tim Minchin is not the hottest. He's a comedian, if you didn't know him, but it doesn't matter if he's the best comedian in the world. He's not, he's a 45-year-old man, you know? Like, I'm 24. I will say, it's nice to be in Melbourne because I'm single. Is anybody else here single? Yeah, soft knobs. That's how it feels sometimes, isn't it? Yes, I am. I like being single in Melbourne, except it's colder here, so it's much harder to spot people's shit tattoos before you have sex. On a date with a guy once, and he took off his shirt, right? And right here on his arm, he had a tattoo of Hitler, wait for it, with a red circle and a cross through it. So either, right, he got a tattoo of Hitler and then changed his mind, right, the obvious one, or he needed a tattoo to make people think that he doesn't like Hitler. He's like, something about my vibe screams Nazi, I better make it clear I'm not. No, I don't mind being single. The only thing I don't like about being single is couples. Because what they'll do, right? Couples do this all the time. They arrive somewhere and they say the reason that they're late is because they were having sex, right? And first of all, they don't need to say it. Like, you can smell it. What a visceral thing to say. Yeah. But the second thing is like, personally, like, I don't think having sex is a reason to come late to a man. If anything, I think you should have come earlier. But, no, I like the ripples. No, but I do like that nowadays people are more open about talking about, like, the weird sex things. I think that's generally a good thing. And a couple the other day said to me, I think this is a bit of a double standard though, a couple the other day said to me, oh, sorry, but like, we're just having sex in the car. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy, because on the way here, I masturbated in the car. And then suddenly it's creepy. Yeah, like, they don't have time anymore. Yeah, that's me, guys. I'm not here to tell you.
So, Maddie, what's the name of your show?
It's called Let's Get Loud.
I am. Where is it?
It's at the Carlton Club, which is a gay bar around the corner, and it is on at 8 p.m. tonight, and then every other night through the festival. But do come tonight. Please do. Yeah.
No, that's good. I saw your show in Adelaide. And I can recommend guys. I mean, I wouldn't have her up here if I wouldn't recommend the show, I guess.
But no, she's alright. I tried to pitch an idea for the show. I'm like, let's get shit people up.
Long running prank show. Get everybody in and be like, suckers! And just wait out the front of, or at the exit of everyone's show. You dickhead, you showed up! anyone know, is there anything about the show that you'd like people to know before they come in?
Oh yeah, it's got a little bit of music in it, so like if you get bored, it kind of pets you up to the end. And if you use the code SNAKES, SNAKES, like the word snakes, you can get 2-for-1 tickets online.
There you go.
Yes, so there you go.
You should definitely get on that. Thanks a lot, Maddie. Thank you. And we've got one more guest for this portion of the show. It's from all the way from Canada. Please make him feel very welcome, Mr. Dino Marvel!
Close your eyes. Guys, welcome to the podcast. Shut your eyes. Shut your fucking eyes. Shut your eyes. The fucking podcast. Open your ears. Shut your fucking eyes. Welcome to the podcast. You know, you're not shutting your eyes. Shut your fucking eyes. I see you looking at me. Shut your eyes. Listen. It's a podcast. Guys, what do you do back here? When we're all on stage, what do you guys do back here?
Talking about you.
See, I can be back here because they have their eyes shut.
That's true, yeah.
And we're just doing a podcast.
So we can change the theme of the podcast if you like. We can
could, what's a popular theme? True crime? We could do some true crime.
Would you guys listen to a true crime podcast or
anything? YouTube, what's going on, guys? Do you guys think that you are on the show now? Is the audience always right? I'm not a customer. Shut your eyes. Yes, so is on the podcast, is everyone gonna have heard? Everyone else is set by the time? If I just start commenting on other people's sets, is that gonna be a really non sequitur on the podcast?
We could do like a real meta thing where we edit you at the front and then you give commentary on things that haven't heard.
Yeah, but you could just splice my set into everybody else's. Just right over top.
The director's commentary.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Shut your fucking eyes. The podcast. Yes. Listen to it alone in your room.
Okay. Yeah, you don't even have to have pants on. It's good.
No. Some of us don't. Shut your eyes.
Why do you think we go back there? A quick pull down of the pants. And like, oh shit, you said sorry about that.
That's what you do.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense. It's comfortable.
I like it. Jez was talking about doctors without borders. Or horses or something. Doctors Without Horses is a foundation that I've started in order to help low-income doctors be able to afford a horse. So stupid. Then he was talking about days of the week. There are too many. Comedy's a bit of a time clock. Comedy, you end up every day is just Sunday. Because I was fucking hammered last night. I have to work tomorrow. And I'm going to do it all again tonight. We're going to get drunk. We're going to go to work. Every day is Sunday. It's going to shut your fucking eyes. Keep lost. Come on. Here's something that makes me laugh really hard. In Canada, we don't have Vegemite. So I laugh pretty easy. Joke, Tommy. I have a beef that I'll let you guys in on. I have a big problem. I'm gonna sit down because no one's watching anyways. I can be as lazy as you in this. You know what I mean, guys? Shut your eyes. I have a problem with warning labels. You know, there's warning labels. What are you doing looking at me? I don't know about this live thing, Matt. I'm not feeling the live thing.
Not sorry.
Can we go back into the booth?
Yeah, we'll go back.
I'm gonna do the jury booth. Judging this job.
You don't want people to look at you when you're at stand up. Not what you signed on for.
Actually, if you could just stand out on the stage.
Oh yeah.
And then they could look at you.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Then anybody, thank you.
Yeah, that's fine. The Milli Vanilli to your jokes.
Yeah. So this is just look at Matt while I tell this joke, and pretend that it's coming from Matt. This is his joke.
So if it doesn't go well.
It's fucking this old woman. And from behind, and just so much loose skin. Man, how could you?
Don't judge me. My lifestyle choices.
My parents bought me condoms too early. Any other 8-year-olds? As it turned out, they were balloons, which are really appropriate gifts. My parents did. They bought me condoms way too early. I was like 16. They bought me unlubricated condoms. You guys ever seen a new unlubricated condom?
No.
Good, your partner loves you. Don't ever touch one of those. You'll cut yourself. Okay. You've never seen one before? You have. It's a pair of snake skin boots. Exact same thing. Let's explain it this way. You guys ever tried to do dishes without
Soap. Or water. just glove. You're going to have to spit on it. That's where the term spit shine came from. Good, dirty jokes at 4:30. Fuck yeah. Okay, you got them. Good going. Good stuff, guys. You're a fun crowd. I like you. I'm doing a show here at the festival as well, unless you're with immigration.
Yes.
Definitely not doing a show. It is,
if you exclusively cater to immigration, I should have told you.
That's who you sold tickets to. It's just like free tickets to immigration.
To immigration, everybody.
Wow.
It's not about border security.
I mean, it's a really kind thing that you did for them. You completely fucked me. I get to go home to Canada sooner than I thought. It's today. It's going to be today. It's good. Yeah, I'm in from Canada. I like this country. It's very nice. The border security is pretty good. I go to the States a lot for comedy, and you can't tell them that you're there for comedy. You also can't tell them that you have avocados. Don't look at them. Last time they took away my avocados at the border of the States. They were like, you can't have these avocados because they're from Mexico. And I was like, okay, you guys really hate that country. But then they went, you can have these tomatoes because they're from Mexico. Oh, you guys just ate health food. Okay, I don't understand. What's wrong with avocados? It's a very strange country. Close your eyes, guys. One more joke, and then we'll wrap this up. I am doing a show, it's called How I Killed My Nan. True story. Got away with it, too. It's a really good show. Cost me a lot. Cost me one grandmother. I'm doing one show, but one show only at Whole Lotta Love, 9:45 this Monday. It will sell out. That's not a brag. It's just a 30 seat. If I can't sell out one show at 30 seats, oof, time to go back to Canada. Yeah, come on down. I'll teach you how I did it. Are there any parents in the room? Yes. You too? Just the two? Single guy? Not a dad? Go figure. Me neither. I'll ask you a question. When a child breaks a toy, would you blame the toy that broke, or would you blame the child that broke the toy? You blame the toy. Yeah. It's because you're not a parent. Who would you blame?
Depends on whether it was my toy or not.
Oh. Sir, how old are you?
Not enough to play with toys.
But not young enough to let your child play with
not those toys.
I think this crowd is fucking these 4:30 people you wrangled in are a bunch of psychos. It's great. What are you guys doing back there with your pants off? I think you should blame the child that made the toy. I'm Dion Arnold. Thanks so much.
The closest I ever get to being a musician.
Using these garbage mic stands.
Right, is there anything else you'd like the audience to know about the show? Like, do you want to talk about it a bit more, or do you want to leave it like hanging the way you left it? Ambiguous.
I just want them to know that I'm on time right now.
It's the most important thing.
Yeah, we can talk about the show if you want.
Yeah. Because if it does help you,
I don't know, how do you guys feel? If we leave it hanging, does that feel like a...
incentive now?
Like, that title is intriguing enough.
Yeah.
Like, the description for the show that I've put in the guide is just
Let me explain it.
Hear me out.
Chill.
Is it how? How like the how? Like,
okay. One option is you just push them.
I was going to say, the tutorial?
Like a TED talk.
Like if someone wanted to.
A really dark TED talk.
It's not how I did it, but it's one way to do it.
It's an option. I guess you don't want to give away the ending too soon into the show. You're gonna
well, spoiler alert, she dies. The show is all about how dead she is.
This is true.
She is super dead. Super dead.
Now, you said this crowd is dark for 4:30, but...
this crowd's amazing.
So your show's at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Family friendly time. It's actually PG. Bring your children.
It is. You can't bring your kids. Yeah. Although, no, it's an 18 plus man. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unless you have like babies on laps, I guess they're still welcome.
Like, sneak them under a room.
But, like, please don't. Like, for my benefit, that just weirds me out a lot.
Yeah, especially in like a baby seat, because the kids could be right there.
Well, mostly because like you need your hands for clapping for me.
So much fun. So much fun. Just woo! Kill that man.
We really should have left it.
I think we might have hurt yourselves. And that's really what I'm here for. So put your hands together, please, for Tiana. We're going to welcome the rest of our guests back onto the stage. So just say, hey, Monica, welcome to the stage. Yeah, that's all right. You're the
We look like we're about to start like a boy band.
Sorry, I just was thinking.
But like a modern day boy band with a girl.
Wait.
Yes. Apparently we're being squid. Tim Minchin at the head of
the
boy band.
Only a ninja.
I feel like if anyone on the stage here is going to get... I know I've never been told that I look like Tim Minchin, but if anyone on the stage...
Yeah, it would be you.
Because it's me, because he's redhead. And yeah, so that...
And a man at least.
Yeah.
And you'll look 45.
It's been a hard 30.
But for 60, I'm looking pretty good. So, you know, I'm happy with that. Alright, so we've got a little slight format change. So what are we going to do now? Because all these guys are very generous and they've potentially offered up a couple of tickets, and I've got some tickets to give away. And so if everyone wants to pick someone from the crowd to represent, to be there, they said like their surrogate, and you're
playing
for, yeah.
Close your eyes.
So he doesn't know, so you don't know who he's picked.
Oh, I'm picking this guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can?
Yeah.
Old man toys.
I like to pick the backseat bandits.
Yeah,
you're like, so that's a good energy.
Yeah. Well, they seamlessly integrated, which is
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
they
didn't walk in and be
like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
you
can't
wait to see what I'm saying. And I'm going to pick this guy's front row. I thought we made a connection to cheese corn joke.
You mean a literal, like, eye contact connection?
Yeah, no, they're into it.
All right. All right, I got a couple questions. They're based around news, that like recent news events. So I'm going to ask
you. Sorry, man. You're all still welcome at the show.
Yeah, like, yeah, absolutely.
We didn't mean so exclusive.
I don't want to pick names.
I also pick these two and then those two also.
You got a real big team. That's
yeah.
Nice. Very generous.
We have quite a lot of friends.
Did you get the menu for free? Is it?
Alright, so the International Olympic Committee, the executive board, has officially recommended including what in the Paris 2024 Olympics? Does anyone know? You've heard.
No, I don't know.
Being a friend.
Surrendering.
No, they stopped doing that a long time ago.
What was the question?
So, for 2024 Olympics, what did
Where
the... That's in Paris. So, So what sport did they recommend for
you? The Just the Funny podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to take the dogs, so that's fine. It is a bit of a sport.
Oh, is it skateboarding?
You're not far off. No. Actually not far
off. Do you own a skateboard?
No,
you're
so good. No.
It's pole dancing. You're closer than she is.
What?
Enjoy.
I like guys. It's a gentleman, right?
It's break dancing.
Oh,
really?
Skateboarding's closer than
break dancing.
I mean, it happens in parking lots more.
Well, yeah. But it's just in the movement and like the extreme.
That was
more of the justification for that. But
I at least said dance.
But they made three other recommendations, and one of them was skateboarding. So I'll give you that. Does anyone want to take a guess at what the other two were? They're both in the extreme sports families.
Bike polo.
No, that's a good guess. No, it is. Given the sports that they're putting in, it's not a bad guess.
Jazz?
I have no suggestions.
Oh,
no, I'm not jazz. Jet ski.
Is that?
Jet ski
is
part of the X Games.
Hey, team, you guys going in? I'm not going over here, guys. Single guy?
I just want you to
see. You don't even read the news, do you? Why'd you put pants on? You're fucking great.
No, they're surfing and sport climbing.
Sport climbing! Yeah. That's what they mean.
No, not buckle.
No, oh. Sport climbing.
Climbing, as in competitive climbing.
Just first to the top.
Yeah, first to the top. So those are the two.
Literally a child's game.
Yeah. Those are the three.
Tiggy was also another one.
Free climbing, hide and seek.
I'd love to see Olympic level hide and seek.
It just never ends.
Like a 5-year.
There was no scene to be done. These are Olympic level.
Yeah, I think. If I can see them, I'll be great.
The best people don't turn up.
You have to go back to their country to find them.
Can you define sport climbing? Why is it sport climbing?
It's specifically labeled as sport climbing.
Like as opposed to intellectual climbing?
Like when you get to the top, you don't read War and Peace.
You just win.
Yeah. As opposed to climbing for your life.
Yeah.
Out of fear of death.
Yeah. Just
doing it
because
it's a hobby.
I don't want to say it.
No one's allowed to be scared.
Yeah. One of them was at 2028 when they clearly have to open it up to Quidditch at this point. Fine. Alright, so there was a recent scientific study done that found out there was a particular nuisance to mosquitoes that might help us in the battle against mosquitoes. Does anyone know what it was?
Hands.
That's a good one. That's old technology though. Old technology.
That's a really good
thing. Yeah.
It's malaria.
It's music based.
Does it?
Is it?
It is. It's
but it's the same noise.
Well, here's it. So, not only is it dubstep,
it's just as annoying.
It's specifically Skrillex.
A dubstep literally makes the sound of a bug zapper.
Well, you're not far off, because here's the thing, right? So one specific song, what was it called? Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
Oh, yeah, that makes me
2012?
Yeah.
Famous song.
There you go, yeah. That has such a unique musical signature in that it has low bass hums and high noises that it disrupts the mosquitoes' sex. Because they've got to make a particular sound, because they've got to sync up their sound in order to get consent, essentially, to reproduce. Right. And they can't get the consent to have sex.
Skrillex does the same for me!
Yeah!
Every time! I was doing well, Skrillex comes on, she's like, what the hell?
So that's what they've discovered recently, that Skrillex is a
concept. You know, my name in high school was Matty H. Dubstep.
Is that because nobody would hook up with you?
Yeah. No one was on my level. Yeah, no.
Your faces were too low and your nose was too high.
Yeah.
Oh, your show is called Let's Get Loud. So
that's great to know that we finally have like a mosquito repellent that's actually going to work. But it also sucks that we have to
listen to
mosquitoes for Skrillex.
Yeah.
I have to sit around a campfire listening to Skrillex being like, this is equally as
important.
Just give me the voice of Skrillex. Just give me
So a Bangladeshi woman who gave birth to a child was forced to return to the hospital not long after with reports of abdominal pain. Does anyone know what the abdominal pain was caused by?
No, but have you guys heard the Taiwanese one?
Sure.
There was a lady in Taiwan. I don't give a fuck.
No,
that story is so much cooler. There's a Taiwanese lady that went for a walk in the woods, visited like her grandmother at her grave or whatever, and then thought she got dirt in her eye, and she went to the doctors for just like, she just thought she had like an eye infection, and the doctor like looked closer and then pulled four
bees.
Oh yeah,
so yeah. Fucking eyelid.
Yeah.
She had four bees living in her eye. Four, guys. Four. Not four. Not one. Four. Fucking alive?
Yeah.
Alive. Feeding off her tears. Which just makes it sound like such an existential crisis.
The sadder you get, the more powerful we are.
Oh, so crazy.
How did they get
it
out? They just like play David Guetta in Survival?
We're trying not to scroll this now. We got back to the campfire, it was nice. That's the most fucked up part.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I was reading that.
Yeah. The doctor said he saw insect-like legs and then pulled slowly four live bees out of her eye without killing any of the bees.
That's
like,
pretty incredible.
We're running out of bees. That's
yeah, we need the bees.
She's dead.
Yeah, we got a lot of people.
We're
running out of it.
She was dead in the first one, but like.
Jez, I know that your wife is a veterinarian and everything.
We love bees! She specializes in bees. Bees.
If that was my doctor, I'd be like, you're so far away. I could fucking be a bee physician for the rest of my life. Care about me a little more. A little less about bees, huh?
Do you make honey?
I'm going to continue this.
Sorry. Yeah, what was that story?
They don't have a guest session.
Oh, was that a dog? Was there a dog in there?
Dog in
there. Four dogs.
And then she had a second uterus, which had twins in it.
What?
Yeah. So,
always check the second uterus.
Yes.
When did the first uterus happen?
Just one. Just one baby. So she ended up accidentally giving birth to three babies.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically, all the research that I did, all the reading that I did, they said that apparently when the uterus is forming, it is two. And then at one point it fuses and becomes a single, and hers didn't fuse. But they share the same, you know, vaginal cavity.
Wow.
Yeah, so she just accidentally got double pregnant.
What if the first baby was an accident as well? So it was like,
how bad would she be? Like, all right, we handle one.
Yes.
Literally, our mom.
That's rough.
Also, you look nothing like your mother.
I mean, it happens. You know, like when you finish your
matches
and there's extra chips at the bottom. That's all that was.
Bad chips.
Didn't pay for these.
Right.
She also had four bees.
Alright, we're nearly done. We've got one question to finish up. So, there's a beach on France, at France, where for 30 years, what kept washing up on the shore of this beach?
Seaweed.
Yes, what else? What unexpected item gets washing up on the shore?
Oh!
You know this?
Is it a shipping container thing?
Yeah, yeah.
McDonald's toys?
No, but that's a good guess. No.
All of our careers are
further away. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly where they went.
Dead Canadians.
They spilled from a shipping container, didn't they?
So the shipping container got stuck in a cave.
And is it shipping containers?
It was just like a bushka doll of shipping containers. It just kept coming in.
Smaller and smaller.
Toy soldiers? No,
there were Garfield phones.
Oh.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Why don't they have one of those?
Because they're all at the bottom of the
ocean. So apparently some shipping container went missing like in the 80s and 90s, and it got stuck in a cave nearby that beach, and the tide would just slowly pull phones out from time to time, and then it would just wash up on the beach, this random French
lady. They're
too old.
And guess what day that happened on? A Monday.
Hey, that is the perfect note to end on. I think for getting the most even near guesses, or actually getting skateboarding as well, and give it to Maddie. Maddie's a big winner for this one. Alright, so what we're going to do, I'll grab some contact details from you guys. We have one more of these tomorrow, so if you want to come back, whole different lineup. It's a lot of fun.
About these guys.
Please do check out all of their shows. Come check me out. I've got the next show in this venue, as well as I'm doing the whole next week, and you know what, there's plenty of space, come on. But thanks a lot, guys. Thanks so much for taking a chance on us, taking a gamble on a show you've never heard of, and hope you enjoy the rest of the festival. Thanks, guys.
Did you break?
Oh, fuck.
Sure.
You guys.
Such a good
thing. Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Learn to smile and receive.